It's Tuesday. Yeah. No. Tuesday. I'm just gathering my composure. Tuesday, the 26th. Of July. It's 8:10 a.m. and it's a dry morning. It's fairly bright, but as far as I can tell, it's cloud everywhere. Just the sun's brightening up a certain area of the sky, but at least it's dry. Weather's been rubbish. Yesterday was showery, very showery, just on and off, on and off, on and off. I mean, it was, if you'd had one of those wee weather, I don't know what you call them, where you have a wee guy and a wee woman, and they share a house, and depending on the weather, she comes out the left one door, or he comes out the other door, but neither the two twain shall meet. Well, yesterday, they would have been dizzy. They'd been fatigued. They'd been shooting in and out to do their wee doors all day long. I eventually had to gamble on going to the surgery. I didn't want to take the car, because I could nip through the park, either foot-wise or bike-wise. So I thought I'd take the bike. It's a lovely run through the park. Well, let's just say I gambled and I lost. Even picking the moments where the skies were apparently clear didn't work. I still got home soaked. Anyway, as I said, it's dry this morning. I'm still pretty tired, pretty fatigued. I've still got the nasally, groggy kind of head. In fact, this morning, I got a wee bit concerned because I had a feeling that my chest was getting a wee bit heavy again. And I thought, oh dear God, please, don't let me be sinking back into that, really. Please God, that. But yeah, still so many symptoms of the cold. That you think you've still actually got it, but you haven't, because it's that virus I had cleared out a while ago, but although I had the flu along with it, the flu virus. I would have expected that to have been gone by now, but so it's just really the lingering effects. But it's still horrible. Still horrible. Still putting Vic below my nose going to bed at night. Still gargling with hot water. Still breathing in as much steam as I can in the shower. I can hardly taste things now. I've sucked so many lozenges and hard-boiled sweets that my tongue actually feels as if it's been scalded. It does. It feels as if it's been scalded by something. It's not. It just feels that way. As if it's on, not on fire, but certainly smouldering that way. My tea, I can just barely taste my tea, and food's much the same. Just that I've had to consume, constantly still having to take boiled sweets, because if you don't, you start to get that kind of choked up at the back of your throat and your palate. You've really got to keep sucking them throughout the day, and I think what I've done is I've sucked. I've sucked all the top layer of my tongue off. Oh. Some might say it hasn't affected your ability to speak. Yes. I suppose I should take the positive out of that, the fact that if I can stand here this morning and actually speak reasonably fluently, then that's a positive. The other problem I've got is because of all that lethargy during the past 2 weeks, I find that motivation to do things is not there. Yes, I'm avoiding things deliberately. No need to crow about it, man. It's just a fact. It's just a fact. So, it's certainly been a bad 2 weeks, and I'm just praying everything lifts as quick as possible back to normal health. Yes. My wife went on a diet as of yesterday. I told her she was foolish because she's still got quite a bit of head cold yet. And the last thing you want to do is go on a diet. It really, you should be feeding the cold. You know, it's comfort. It's good for your soul and mind while you've got the cold. And it's also good for your body. Just don't worry about it. But then she determined she went on a diet. Which basically means I'm now on a diet. I don't mind. Could do with losing. Well, actually, I lost about 4 or 5 pounds in the past 2 weeks. But I've been kind of comfort eating as well because of the cold, so maybe not a bad idea. And when I say diet, it doesn't mean starving. Just cutting out a lot of the. My wife's going to cut out her Haribos. That's a serious decision to make. I don't eat sweeties. Apart from having to suck lozenges and hard-boiled Morrison's Butter Mentos. Don't know how many packets I went through of them in the past couple of weeks. But I don't really eat sweets normally, so, and I'm not one for cakes. So it doesn't bother me really, I can do it. Is that a problem? I'd be actually happy just to be able to taste my food. I think if you blindfolded me, well, I suppose that'd be a bit daft, wouldn't it? I was going to say if you blindfolded me and gave me something to eat, I would barely tell what it was, but, well, you would, wouldn't you? Because, I mean, if it was a chip, you'd know it was a chip. Or a tatty. I'd only be able to tell by the texture though, the shape, the form, rather than the taste. Yeah. So I see he's sticking his tongue out trying to look at it. It's impossible. Well, it's not possible. But well, actually it is, because I've not got a long tongue. Oh my god. We're now going down. Well, you know, the thing is that when you can't taste your tea, you just get skin up drinking it halfway through, so. Well, I guess I better go and. What? Suck another sweet. Yeah, well, that's 2 mornings in a row, sirens at the same time. Yeah, someone getting a filling done in their teeth.